have one of those luxury showers and it doesn't have the actual spiffed up kitchen. And this way you can do it yourself and you can get exactly what you want, not what somebody else wanted. And buying a house that needs a little bit of TLC, that's where the deals are. I mean, the deals are not in the houses that are all fixed up. I mean, you know, there's this mythical study that I've tried to get for the last 5 years that the National Real Estate Association did, where it says that 90% of the buyers want a house that has, that needs absolutely no work. So if you look at the houses that need some work, there's virtually no buyers looking at those houses. And there's only one thing that happens to those houses. The prices just keep going down and down and down, and nobody buys them because, you know, most of the buyers want the complete, tricked up, finished, perfect house. That's where all the buyers radiate to. That's what they swarm around. That's what they buy. So if you find the house in a fantastic location with a good structure and it just needs some upgrading on the interior, that's probably the best deal out of all the houses if you can get it at the right price. And in this market, that's what the buyers are finding. They're finding those kinds of houses, you know, in great locations, great views, great structure. Maybe it needs an interior upgrade, but they're finding them at incredible prices. And the buyers are buying, but they're so selective in what they buy. You know, they just have to get the deal. I mean, if they're not getting an incredible deal, they just move on. So we're going to stop for a quick commercial break, and we'll be back after a few seconds here. Hang on.
You're on the sweet spot on your FM dial. It's 107.9 here on the Rocky God Radio.
Actually, it's Scott Simmons back with the 1% Realty Radio Real Estate Show. And again, following with my theme for this show, we're going to play another clip. This one's a little bit shorter. This one's with a general contractor. Now, on the show before, I've had various different builders in. I've had Vancouver Island Modular Homes from Vancouver Island over talking about their modular homes. Larry's been over on the show a couple times. But I've wanted to interview a general contractor. Now, general contractors are like glass glazers, busy, busy people. I mean, they're, you know, usually the general contractor is just in his pickup truck going between job sites, and it's not as if I can, it's very hard to get one of those guys to come into the radio studio to do an hour-long radio show. So I managed to track down one of the general contractors, and I got a brief interview with him. Again, there's some background noise on this clip, so bear with the background noise. It was shot on a busy location during an afternoon on the island here. And here it is, the presentation and the interview with the general contractor, Joe Tuton. So here we go.
So it's Scott Simmons here, and I've just captured a general contractor. Just wrangled him outside to ask him a few questions about what do general contractors really do? Why would you hire a general contractor?
Well, I mean, a general contractor is basically, it cuts out all the middlemen. It gets you people when you want them there. And, you know, if you need a plumber and an electrician or something, you get it instantly. It's not that you have to wait for it being a home handyman or something like that. You know, when we start a job, everybody's already in line, already in place, so we can get the job done much faster and much more organized. And, you know.
You know, Joe, you've been a general contractor for quite a while. Hey,
how long?
I've been about 30 years.
About 30 years as a general contractor. Now, I have actually listed and sold some of the houses that you've built on Salt Spring Island. And you've also designed some of the houses, haven't you?
Yes, I've had. I designed all five of them, five of the spec houses I've built. And also about four of the other ones I built for other customers, too.
Yeah, no, there that one on it was on Swanson. It was a beautiful house. I mean, really good design, nice practical style. You did a great job, and the building on it was fantastic, too.
Yeah, well, practicality is very important. Like, I don't even like to call them spec houses. I always build for myself. I build quality, every one of them, to make sure the next person gets it and they're happy about it. I mean, I love to show them off when I'm finished with them, and, you know, so I'm proud of them, so they can phone me back 10 years down the road and tell me that they still love them and they're still in good shape.
Now, obviously, you're not a professional architect, so you're not going to build this thing with glass walls and design it for somebody, but if somebody wants a really decent house, nice quality house, you'd be happy to even sit down with your architect if they had an architect, or you could sit down with them. Either way, you could go, or what?
Oh, most definitely. In fact, that's the way I like to do it. Usually, you know, when the architect's finished doing his drawings with the homeowners, I like to sit down with them, and because I know a lot of practicality, even the architects don't know about, you know, sizes of rooms, carpet sizes, materials you actually get to put into the houses, which saves the homeowner money. And the big thing nowadays is to save the homeowner money.
So you like to be there right from the beginning instead of coming in after, yeah, saying, exactly. Oh, Joe, build me this house that my architect from California has just designed.
Yeah, well, exactly. Plus all the, you know, the codes are different down here than they would be up there or down in the States and stuff, so we have to make sure those are up to par.
So then it's way better off to sit down with you and get, like, have a meeting with you and the architect and say, okay, let's put our minds together and see what we can come up with.
Most definitely. Definitely the way to do it.
Yeah. And then it's also the material waste, because you're hands-on, you've seen the stuff, and so instead of, like, I always think that, like, my wife's chicken coop, I built her chicken coop, I built it 8x12, because then I use 3 sheets of 4x8 plywood.
That's exactly right. In fact, every house I've ever done is based on materials.
Yeah, I mean, if you base everything kind of on a 4x8 size, then you have so much less wasted.
Well, yeah, and it's really expensive to get rid of waste now. You've got to think of that and the environment and stuff like that. So you got to make sure you're right on the money when you first build it.
Now, you build houses, like, sometimes in the big city, you know, they'll spec out the framing and they'll bring in a crew for the foundations. And here, you're a general contractor. You would take the customer from the first time they're thinking about building right to the end product, wouldn't you?
All the time, yeah, right from the concrete right to the hanging the curtains. We do it all. I've had to learn how to do it when I was really young, because I did a lot of my own building and my own spec building, and I had to learn everything to save myself a dollar. So now I just pass that on to the homeowner, so it's kind of one-stop shopping.
Well, that's the advantage of the general contractor, too, is you're actually trying to save the homeowner money, because you're shopping around, bringing in the trades that you know, instead of some guy who, say, a plumber was really bad. You would know that because you know all the other contractors. You'd hear the rumors, and you'd say, I know a really good plumber will bring this guy in, or a good HVAC person. So you know the sub trades, the electricians, which ones are really good.
That's exactly right. I've gone through not a lot of them. I've had pretty well the same crew that I've had for 20 years now, my electrician, my plumber, and everything like that. So it's a really good family we have. So when we do the job, I know it's going to be perfect every single time.
And the general contractor's role is to coordinate everything so that you don't have the drywallers come in before the electricians.
That's exactly right. That's the number one thing a general contractor should do, is organization. And not only that, there's no downtime either. So make sure everybody rolls over on the other person just right, without having too many people on site at once either.
So now we're at the Windsor Plywood contractor show. Tell me, do you buy a lot of stuff at Windsor Plywood?
Yeah, I would say I buy about 80% of my materials from Windsor Plywood.
And have you had a good experience with Windsor so far?
All the time. Every time I had a great experience with them. They're really good to deal with.
So would you recommend, even if you were doing it yourself or just going into Windsor, and do you think their staff is quite knowledgeable too? Could they help you out?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I think Windsor staff, all of them, have their own little course. It's things that they do, but they're all awesome in what they do.
Right. But if somebody wants to build a house, most people always have this thing in their head that they're going to move here and they're going to buy some land and they're going to build their own house. And in reality, they really need someone like you on their side, a general contractor, because it's not as easy as people think it is it?
It isn't as easy. It isn't easy. And the basic building is the easy part, is getting materials there, knowing what materials to get, knowing how to save money, and plus, you know, we get a great percentage off being a general contractor, as they would, way more than they would.
Right.
So, you know, they don't have to pay a big upcharge because of that.
Right. Well, thank you, Joe, for the interview. So that's Joe Tuton on Salt Spring Island, quite a experienced and well thought of in the community contractor, general contractor. And Joe, you're available you have a phone number, right?
Yes. It's 537-5734.
So if somebody wants to build a house, they can call up Joe. And like you said, get in there early with the meetings with the architect and kind of maybe throw some practical ideas at it. Because sometimes I always find the architects have these wide swashing pens and felt pens and markers, and they're like, we can build this elaborate thing out here. And sometimes, you know, the general contractor can add a bit of sanity to the equation.
That's exactly right. You get to know the homeowner. And you work with the homeowner, and you get a better product out of it.
Well, thank you, Joe, for the interview.
You're welcome.
And have a good afternoon. It was great seeing you.
Thank you.
And it's Scott Simmons here at the Radio Real Estate Show, and I hope you enjoyed the interview with Joe Tutone, the contractor on the island, general contractor. And if you're thinking about building a home, I would highly recommend giving Joe a call. And there's a few other good general contractors, obviously, on the island. Then you could give one of them a call. And like I said in the interview, you want to get the general contractor in early. You know, you want to probably talk to a couple different general contractors. And the beauty of this market over a couple of years ago is they'll actually return your phone calls. You know, 2 or 3 years ago, the market was just humming. I mean, you know, the construction trades were run off their feet. You could probably call every single general contractor on the island and none of them had time to return a call. Now in this market, you have the luxury that you can call, you know, a couple of them, or let's say you're out here from Calgary or Edmonton and you're staying on your property, have a little fifth wheel there. You could probably have a couple general contractors come out and meet them and then go to different job sites, places that they've built, look at the products that they've built, the houses, and really get to know them. You've got to realize that once you hire a general contractor, you know, you're going to be working with this person for a year probably, or 9 months to a year while he builds your house. And so you want to have a really good relationship with the general contractor. And that's why it's important that, you know, maybe you're not a right fit with each other. You know, your personalities clash, or you just don't, you know, there's no gel. So you want to hire someone that, you know, you're obviously going to get along with, someone that you like, someone that you think you have a good feel for. And then once you tentatively hire them, sit down with either the designer or the architect you're working with, or and then have them look at the plans as they're being formulated. I find that's probably, you know, that alone will save you a bundle of money. If you, you know, come up with your plans and it's just been you and the architect, and, you know, then you go to a contractor after and say, okay, I want this house built exactly like this. And the guy may scratch his head and go, yeah, I can build it. And then you don't really know why he's kind of got this puzzled look on his face and he's scratching his head. Well, there might be something wrong with the basic design, or he may have some ideas. Have you thought about this? You know, I've built a lot of houses, you know, and from a practical point of view, it might be better to do this. Or, you know, my neighbor, you know, my friend has a place just down the street, and did you know that there's a view out this way if there was just a bit of clearing in the back part? So you get that practical hands-on, you know, it's like the management of a company. You know, we have, the companies usually have management, and then they have the job foreman. And the foreman is, you know, the supervisor, the hands-on guy. The management will be running the management of the company, the white-collar admin and stuff. And sometimes it's nice to have both parties talking to each other. And you get a better workflow, and you get, you know, a brainstorming idea. You get a better mesh. And it's really important to do that, I think, early on in the process. You know, so, and that's the beauty of kind of a slow market, is that we have some general contractors that have time and will actually meet with you and talk about your ideas and look at your lot and, you know, sit down with you and your architect and go through a few ideas and, you know, maybe let them have the plans, have them, you know, give them a few days to come back with some ideas of their own or think about it. I mean, a lot of times when you look at the plans of a house, they're just, you know, one-dimensional. They're a sheet of paper, where a builder can see things in three dimensions because he's been building for years and he's used to looking at those plans and envisioning what that wall will look like, what that roof line will look like. You know, it's going to have a 12-12 pitch. That might be too high. You know, so they have that practical hands-on experience that not all architects have. And so, you know, there are different skill sets. So it's really worth, in my opinion, hiring a good general contractor and bringing them in early into the equation and getting the ideas and the juices flowing and bringing the project together. And having a general contractor that you really get along with, because the general contractor is going to be, you know, your right-hand person. They're going to be right in there, right from the beginning and right through to the end of the project when, like Joe said, hanging the drapes. I mean, so it's very important that you get along with a general contractor and everything works out. So I hope you've enjoyed today's show. I see Jukebox Johnny outside in the outside the parking lot there, chomping at the bit to get into the station here to play us some good old rock and roll this afternoon. So I do encourage you to tune into Johnny's show, because it's usually a high-energy rock and roll show, which the station really needs. It wakes everybody up from, you know, you can, the pulses come out of CFSI during his show. Because you can see the cars that are listening there. Everybody's driving a little bit, you know, faster, and it's good music. It really, I enjoy his shows. I've actually got my FM radio, and I'm going to take the dog for a walk and listen to a show this afternoon, and it'll be a long, hard walk for Lucas, but it'll be a good walk. So, and again, this afternoon, if you have a chance, I would recommend going on the community list, the Salt Spring Exchange. If you've noticed that I posted that video of the whales being chased in Trichomaly Channel the other day, you've got to read the comments. I mean, there's been, last time I checked, there was 18 comments on the community list. I don't know who Mr. Salt is, but Mr. Salt, you need help, pal. I mean, you really need professional help. I mean, there's people on the island that can reach out and help you. You know, you've obviously got a bit of an anger problem. I mean, the thing is, it's really about the whales. And, you know, I've got teenage boys. And, you know, as the one TV show that we actually watch, I watch very little TV. I hate TV. But we do watch Whale Wars. And then when we saw these whales on Sunday being almost chased down the Trichomaly Channel, I shot that little video and put it up there. And, you know, it's been amazing, some of the comments. And so feel free to comment on there on the Salt Spring Exchange and add your thoughts about the, whether it's, you know, maybe it's good, maybe it's bad, maybe they're not doing any harm, but it just seems to me that, you know, boats running down whales all in the name of a quick buck seems a little shallow and short-sighted. I mean, you know, they're going to drive the whales right out of the area. I mean, it's just absolutely crazy what they were doing. Anyways, that's enough of my rant about that. And you've got to check out what Mr. Salt has to say about Salt Spring Island. It was a pretty incredible rant that he put on there last night on the Exchange. I hope the Exchange leaves it on, because it was good entertainment, really good, kind of a funny read. I mean, I feel sorry for the guy, but anyways, that's the end of my show for today. I'm going to play another ad, and then Jukebox Johnny's going to be in with his rock and roll show next. So hang on to your socks and be prepared to be rocked. Talk to you later. It's Scott Simmons, 1% Realty, Vancouver Island, Salt Spring Agent 4. Have yourself a wonderful afternoon, Salt Spring Island.
Buying or selling Salt Spring Island real estate, contact Scott Simmons, Salt Spring Realtor for 1% Realty Vancouver Island. Scott can help.